A One Nation candidate standing in Queensland's state election in 2 weeks has been accused of joking about domestic violence on his business's social media page. The party's leader, Pauline Hanson, says she's not seen the ad, but campaigners against domestic violence say the candidate should be removed. Catherine Gregory reports.
One Nation is now facing serious questions about controversial posts on a Facebook page for an adult sex shop, which make light of domestic violence. The shop is owned by Mark Thornton, the candidate for the seat of Thurringowa in Townsville. But during a media conference, he fobs off questions about it with a reference to popular culture.
Oh, I haven't seen that one, mate, but that probably comes back to your 50 Shades of Grey top. It's out there.
He's referring to one of the business's posts, which reads, "Good sex should be in the grey area between tickle fight and domestic violence." Other posts make crude jokes about oral sex. Mr Thornton says he's not aware of the posts and it's his wife who manages the business.
It's an industry. At the end of the day, it is a retail business.
One Nation leader Pauline Hanson tried to take control of the questioning from journalists.
Excuse me,
I'm
not aware of this. Can you tell me what site it is, where it's from and what it's in relation to?
This is from the Cupid's Cabin Facebook page.
I've never heard of it.
She wouldn't comment on whether she thinks the Facebook posts are acceptable.
No, like I said, I need to actually have a look at this. And then I will actually be talking to Mark about it and to Sam Cox and Steve Dixon with regards to it. So it's the first time that I've been made aware of it, so I will talk to Mark about it.
Ms Hanson also refused to make a decision on the spot about the candidate's future.
If you've raised this with me now, I will actually have a look at this with it. I'm not going to make any rash decisions now for you. As everything, I will actually have a look at it and I will talk further about it with my candidate, and then I will actually then make a decision, not here. I am actually the leader of the party.
However, the posts have sparked considerable concern among anti-domestic violence campaigners. Diane Mankin is the outgoing CEO of support group DV Connect.
For me, it speaks for itself. I'm just amazed at the madness of it, actually, that in this particular climate, in the last couple of years, the awareness raising right throughout the community has been quite an astronomical shift from what it used to be. So for people to think that this could go unchallenged now is idiocy. This is the very thing that advocates for child safety and domestic violence are very concerned about, the legitimising of violence against women and children.
She wants Mark Thornton to be taken out of the campaign and challenges any of the candidate's attempts to make light of the matter with popular culture references.
Anyone that would even hint of violence against women and children just should not have a public platform.
The Queensland Minister for Women and Prevention of Domestic Violence also wants the candidate to be removed. Shannon Fentiman says the posts are disgusting and dangerous.
And they are another reminder of the danger of handing the balance of power to One Nation. And of course, this comes on the back of their dangerous and uninformed policy released just a couple of weeks ago about domestic and family violence. And if One Nation has any say in domestic violence policy in Queensland, it will set us back decades.
And what was that policy that they announced?
Well, of course, they announced a policy that said victims of domestic and family violence should have to face their perpetrators in court, and that mothers and fathers should be given equal access to children, regardless of whether or not one of them is a domestic violence perpetrator. And it seriously puts at risk the lives of women and children.
Queensland's Minister for the Prevention of Domestic Violence, Shannon Fentiman, ending Catherine Gregory's report.